Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take 20, 30 minutes of your calls, and Patrick Hennigsen is going to be joining us in studio. He happened to catch some TSA abuse on his way to Austin. Patrick Hennigsen, writer for Infowars.com. I've already covered a bunch of news, but I've got a lot of other important news we're going to be getting into coming up. Sarkozy threatens to pull France from Europe. Visa-free zone. Germany threatening to leave the euro. People are now being arrested with $1 million warrants and locked up for weeks for selling raw milk and stuff. I mean, it's getting crazy. Meanwhile, companies are allowed to sell you pink slime to school children. It's very toxic. I'm not making this up. We're going to go over all of this coming up. But right now, let's go to Eddie in Wisconsin. Eddie, welcome.
Alex, how you doing today, brother?
Pretty good, my friend.
Hey, I just want to let you know, up here in Wisconsin, man, we are alive and we are waking up, man. I just want to let you know that I'm spreading the word to everybody. Friends, family, people on the street. Listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on, man. I just want to know we support you in Wisconsin, brother.
Well, I want you to know that as this show explodes, I do it as a responsibility and as a sacred honor, and I do the best I can, and I am humbled. And I want everybody to know, as this show explodes in size, I'm basically flying into the Death Star. So a lot of folks envy me and hate me because of that. Not my listeners, but other hosts and people. They need to understand this is a great danger I'm in. And I'm only alive because of your prayers and the grace of God. And I am in God's hands. But there's a lot of attacks going on against me because I am now a figurehead of liberty, whether I like it or not. And quite frankly, I don't. Know this, the truth is going forth thanks to people like you, and we're not going to be stopped as long as we're bold in the face of this evil.
I'm awake, down with the New World Order, and I say my prayers for you every day, brother. You keep rocking, all right?
I need it. God bless you. I've asked God to protect me, and God's told me, people make fun of that, but, you know, my discernment, that you've got to totally commit and get really hardcore the things you know are dangerous. Because even though you say you've got courage and don't care and don't have fear, you've been holding back, Jones. Well, not anymore. Not holding back anymore, okay? I've got all sorts of media operations I can throw at the globalist. I know how their system works, and I have been lazy. Years ago, I tried to stay small and actually fly under the radar. It was a form of subconscious cowardice that I have now psychoanalyzed myself, and I will not be part of. I will not be a coward. I will 110% engage the globalist. And I want you to do that as well. We're going to go to break and come back in a long segment. Go to Tony, Perry, Michael, Dylan, and others that are patiently holding. Then we got Patrick Hennigsen coming on. We'll continue with calls. When Sean Stone's on with us, let's have a geopolitical discussion about the world. He is joining us via Skype, correct? Have we ever checked that out and confirm that? Good. You know, I could have got Sean on. Speaking of how I don't ever really try to game the media, I know him well. I'm in the upcoming conspiracy theory show with him. And I knew he was talking about, to me, converting to Islam, Shia Islam. And I had his home number, Skype, everything when he made the big announcement. Of course, he'd actually contacted me right before he made the announcement. For some reason, I just didn't jump on it and didn't have him make the announcement of his conversion to Islam here on my show. Whatever reason, a lot of times, even though I know something's going to be a big media event, I just don't touch it for whatever reason. And now is the time to get Sean on. After he's been on O'Reilly and, you know, probably, I don't know, like 100 different shows. I mean, he's been everywhere. But I'm getting him on. I'm getting him on about what he saw in Iran. Not even so much about his conversion to Islamic faith, Islam. All right, we'll be right back. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live on the radio, simulcasting in living video color at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm about to go right back to your phone calls. But I want to give folks a state of the info war report here in just about 60 seconds. For 8 months, we've had InfoWars nightly news. We've beta tested the equipment. We've gotten a lot of our crew hired. And we have not missed one show in 8 months, weeknight, 7 o'clock. And the next time we take a pit stop, like we're about to do for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, we'll probably never be able to take a break again. I've got to get a few people hired. I've got to put in some new equipment. And we were going to try to have our skeleton crew basically. Well, that phone really is rattling, isn't it? It's Manco. Can't call him during a radio interview. Anyways. Getting back to what I was saying, we have had tremendous success. It's gone very well. We're already picked up in the major cable system in England without even trying. A lot of cable systems are already picking it up here. So the next time we do a pit stop, we won't be able to, because it's we've got to get the satellite link and all this other stuff set up. I've got to get two or three more people and then get them trained. I mean, it's a real growth curve when you're doing all this from scratch, as we've done. And really reinventing the wheel in a way. So for the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to have a few live shows on the nightly news. We're going to have some special reports like the big Dave Mustaine interview. But because I've only got like four or five guys on the whole TV show, I need them to revamp graphics, do the interviews and the resumes, train people. I've got to shoot a video that is going to be a promo for a contest I'm going to have to hire one or two new reporters. So I've just got to pull into the pit stop for a minute to get new tires and, you know, gas in the Formula One race car here to get it back on the road. In fact, I intended to go about 2 months and then have a week or two hiatus, but we just got so caught up in the treadmill and the special reports and the guests and everything we're doing that I never did it. So we're 8 months into this. I would like to, by April or even before April, be able to revamp and relaunch. And then we'll go about 4 or 5 months again and then be done and actually formulate the show down to a set amount of time. You know, right now, some nights it's 2 hours long. Other nights it's 45 minutes. It's going to be a set time. I've got to figure all that out. And then we'll have one more short pit stop for about a week when the show is officially launched. And then we can never stop. So, and even Glenn Beck launched his TV show, and then most days it isn't even a new show. With us, it's been 8 months straight of nothing but new shows every evening. So, again, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to take a pit stop. There'll be the Dave Mustaine interview, a couple of shows where I have big guest booked that I will be doing it. But most nights it'll be old special reports, special compilations, and other things at PrisonPlanet.tv where all my films are posted. Where almost 9 years of material are, and so much more. And there will be other special reports that will also air. So it'll be like a special report instead of the nightly news that you'll see. So a lot of it will be new. Some of it will just be compilations of old stuff that we've aired. So that's coming up in the next 2 weeks. And then you'll see a relaunch of the news. It's been a giant success, and we couldn't have done it without you. And we have the 15-day free trial running if you want to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Okay, Tony in New York. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us today.
How's it going?
Pretty good, sir.
Yeah, it's good. I don't even know really where to start. So I saw that you had talked about the Enterprise heading off to Iran. And I don't know if it made national news or not. I'm up near Syracuse. I'm pretty sure this was the same ship. But there was the Admiral or the Second in Command. I think it was of the Enterprise. He got lambasted probably 6 months, a year ago. They had a whole big deal about him you know, making videos and sexually harassing people or something. It was like a training video. It was supposed to be humorous or something. And I'm not really sure of the details.
All I know is they love to blow up ships. At Pearl Harbor, it was a bunch of battleships about to be decommissioned. They tied them up, had their carriers go and hide. Japanese subs attacked an hour before. They were still ordered to stand down. That's on record. It's not in any of the movies and stuff, but five subs attacked. One of them's at the Pacific War Museum in Fredericksburg. And they just admit it there. But it's hidden in plain view. An hour and 15 minutes before, the subs start attacking, and still the base was told to stand down. I mean, it's admitted there. It's an incredible museum, by the way. The shells of, you know, Fat Boy, A-bomb. I mean, it's one of the best military museums I've ever seen. Out in Fredericksburg. But that said, hidden in plain view is one of the midget subs that attacked. And everybody's like, wait, it attacked an hour plus before with four other subs, but still nobody knew that the Japanese attack was coming. I mean, it's just crazy. So, yes, they love to blow up the towers because they were leaning and had asbestos in them. And a lot of people have said, look for a false flag on this aircraft carrier. But because we've exposed it, that may not happen yet. Your take on that?
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. I was wondering if that was almost a preemptive sort of a thing where they, you know, kind of got him out, basically lambasted him and, you know, moved him off the ship. And I'm not really sure what they did to his career, but I'm thinking, you know, maybe he was one of the people that was refusing to, you know, kind of go along with the whole UN New World Order kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They've been, sir, the last two chairmen wouldn't go along with it and were kicked out. The last head of CENTCOM. Fox Fallon refused. I mean, it's not speculation. We know they've been purging the upper ranks because most of these guys are not traitors. They've got grandchildren. They love America. And they may have bent the rules for the United States, but they're not going to do it under any New World Order command. And so this is the big time to make a decision which side you're on. Good points. Good to hear from you. I mean, the global government's out in the open now. I've made my decision. I'm against it. Dylan in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Can I tell you a story about something that happened to me in Sarasota with the TSA? It was something I had never, ever heard of happening.
All right, let me write this down, because every time I get a call about some new perversion that they're doing, I look it up and somebody else has complained about it. So we've heard has not been true. It's always worse, no matter how crazy. Tell me what happened in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, Sarasota, Florida. We went through the scanner, my family went through the security checkpoint, and I got my dad to not go through the scanner with me. And we both had to be patted down, and it was just ridiculous. And then we went inside after the checkpoint, and we were in the airport, went to the Starbucks there.
No, and they came and harassed you at the Starbucks or then again at the gate. That happens all the time.
No, not even that. Everyone had bought coffee because it's 4 a.m, you know? And there is this lady who's going around with a Q-tip swab, and she was dipping it into everybody's coffee mug. And keep in mind, this is after the security checkpoint. This is inside of the airport, and she's testing all of
everybody. Yeah, I've seen them pull people over in the airport, you know, like they're a cop, and they just come over, and usually it's a good-looking blonde, literally, that they want to get their little hands on, and they do grope downs. Oh, you're hot. Let's do a little groping. I mean, literally, they've been caught doing it. Oh, my gosh, you're completely gorgeous. Grope down time. And they also like to harass old people for whatever reason. If you're in a wheelchair or whatever, look out. Wolves attack. But I want to hear your story. But I have seen them swabbing luggage and stuff inside. You're saying she comes up with her dirty gloves and is sticking it in your coffee?
Yes, exactly. And then she'd take it over to this guy who was testing it for, I don't know what, flavor or you know, explosives or whatever.
And this was a TSA person?
Yeah, these were both TSA people inside the airport. And so I couldn't handle it, so I just dumped my coffee out because I was with my parents, didn't want to make a scene.
Let me stop you. Describe this. So a person in a TSA outfit comes over. Now, the Q-tip, were they sticking it in and then throwing it away, or were they just going along? Because they already could care less. You know, they wear the gloves to protect themselves, but don't change them until they've searched like 400 people, they admit. They make you take your shoes off and walk through the flesh-eating MRSA and the fungus and everything. Describe this for me blow by blow.
Well, they'd take the Q-tip, and they would dip it into the mouthpiece of the Starbucks cup.
Sure, the plastic cover, the little hole, and exactly. They wouldn't ask. They just come over and stick it in your coffee. I'd be like, no.
Exactly. And then she'd go back and test it for explosives at this other place. and it was ridiculous. So I went up and asked this man. I was like, so what just happened? Did that really just happen? And he goes, literally, this is a quote. He goes, oh, it's just more protection.
Well, see, they want to make it ridiculous. In the military, they make you do weird chants. It's kind of like a Full Metal Jacket that's based on a composite of true stories where they make them grab themselves sexually and say, this is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for fun. And people say, why do you do that? Well, it's about the troops do what they're told, no matter how stupid it sounds. When I say jump, you say how high. And that's all this is. And I'm going to have to look into this. I've seen them swabbing people's hands and stuff, you know, all over the airport. But I've seen them take water away that was already bought through the checkpoint. Again, it's all about teaching you you're guilty. I wish you would have gotten photos or video of this. Other people, if you've seen this, please email us. Please Twitter, make comments at Real Alex Jones at Twitter, because I want to look into this. This is definitely newsworthy if they're now getting into your Starbucks coffee.
Definitely.
So they came over to you and you just said no and dumped it out?
Yes, I wasn't going to be able to handle it. I was with my parents, and I just didn't want to create a scene. It was.
By the way, we made jokes about them wanting to do chest X-rays to make sure there's not breast bombs. They've now announced that in Australia and the U.S. They want to start pilots, and I'm not joking. They're now talking about in the strip searches they may start actually doing a rectal exam. I saw that a few weeks ago where they're discussing taser bracelets around your arms, Homeland Security officially is, where everyone gets a taser, and actually putting their fingers in your hind end now. I'm sorry to talk like that, folks, but I think most Americans will actually bend over. In fact, that should be the new American flag, is like a big, fat Janet Reno type with a plastic glove on their hand and a man. I'm sorry. It's unbelievable. And people are like, this is improper to talk about. They're doing it. We got to stop it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You've got it.
This is a short segment. We're going to get into some geopolitical developments with our guest, Patrick Henningsen. But then he's got an unbelievable TSA story that is definitely newsworthy, with a gentleman missing all four of his limbs. The TSA knows who he is, harasses him every time. He's a well-known motivational speaker. And we've got some video, too, of where you interviewed him. But I want to get this guy on the show tomorrow if we can. Incredible. So we'll talk a little bit now. Get into that story, then back into other events and take some calls. How long are you in town?
I'm in Austin for a week. until Sunday, and I'm going back to Phoenix to stay with my my family for a few weeks.
But you've got some family with you today.
Yeah, my brother's here for South by Southwest Interactive Digital Festival.
Really nice fellow. Well, perhaps we should have you back for a full hour on some other subject later in the week.
Definitely.
But I don't want to keep you from all the work you're doing. Okay, Patrick, investigative journalist, writer for Infowars.com, written for a lot of other big outfits. You have been really focusing on these proxy wars to invade Libya, now Syria, Uganda. I mean, Obama is literally launching World War III by proxy, but no one's resisting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the thing that's really, I mean, I grew up in America, Alex, I live in England for 18 years, and I come back to the United States, and I don't watch CNN or any of the major networks. So the thing that's really a trip when you come back to the States is the way the media operates here, is watching CNN every morning. And compared to British press coverage on international issues, is very, very partisan in favor of the establishment. America, in comparison, is like partisan on steroids. I'm watching CNN this morning, and you would have no idea of anything outside of a very narrow band. And I didn't realize how powerful the media in this country. I don't know if it's the flicker rate of the televisions or what, but it's more intense.
Well, it's totally dumbed down, where they just say, bad man Coney, kill Africa.
Yeah.
And it's like, murder, kill, invade, peace, And then no one can even find Coney. It's just like, bad man, kill.
At South by Southwest Interactive, the Invisible Children was this campaign with the Joseph Kony.
No, it's being pushed, force-fed everywhere. Bill Gates is involved.
They're talking about it there as a victory for social media and for social networking. And
now, well, anything South by Southwest is involved in. Lewis Black is a big globalist here in town. The guy that, well, that's his fake name, but the guy that runs it.
So I was talking to a lot of really nice people, really good people from good families, well informed. But when it comes to the issue of social media and helping children in Africa and, you know, Ugandan butchers, you can't even talk to them about it without fear of just being completely like.
Coney hasn't been seen in 6 years. The president has killed millions of people in his western back. And you're like, hey, you know, this is just a reason to kill people for their land. Here's even the New York Times. They're like, shut up, fascist pig. Coney. And I'll go, oh, really? Where's Coney? Where is he in the region? Well, he's up there by Libya. No. This is in the middle of Africa. Do you know about the history of it? They just know nothing. They're just like idiots.
Yeah, Museveni declared himself president for life. I mean, they talk about Vladimir Putin as if he's some iron-fisted dictator. He's only been in power in Russia for 10 years. Museveni is approaching 30 years as the head of Africa, and he replaced Idi Amin. The way that they frame who the U.S.'s friends are, if there's a president for life, I guarantee you they have a direct line to the White House anywhere in the world. Azerbaijan.
Well, my point is that the globalists are getting rid of my liberties and freedoms while lecturing me all day about how they need to attack all these countries. And it's always cynically about a takeover. I mean, look at Libya. Boy, we were right on that front. They have wrecked that place.
Yeah, Libya is destroyed. Ask anybody in Libya if life is better before the NATO no-fly zone or after. They don't have running water. They have electrical rolling blackouts in most cities, and now they've partitioned the country.
And the Al-Qaeda fighters have killed, 30,000 blacks alone, lining them up, shooting them. Well, but that's trendy, though. Angelina Jolie said it was good.
Yeah.
Attacking Libya, good, because she's trendy and has a chicken neck.
Yeah, and that's what you hear from people.
Yes, but she has a chicken neck.
He's a dictator. He's a thug. Assad, a dictator. Oh, what about the women?
But if you look like a reanimated corpse and are a chicken neck and walk around saying I'm liberal all day, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they rally around these. I mean, Angelina Jolie, God bless her soul, she's been photographed so many times with African children on each hand. She's a spokesperson for the UN or something like this.
And well, now she's an envoy, yeah.
She's an envoy. And it's all about the human rights. This is a catch-all tag, human rights. And the UN is supposed to be enforcing human rights all around the world. All this is an entree to a world government and using things like human rights and human intervention to impose much more specific social engineering goals.
Oh, they kill them. The UN lines them up and kills people.
Yeah.
But their spokeswoman is with little kids. So it's okay, Patrick.
Yeah. I thought Angelina Jolie, she looked like Michael Jackson or any of these people. They looked human when they started out in the show business. And now you look at them and I guess they've had so much work done or whatever.
Well, I mean, she is definitely a demonic pig. I hope she enjoys sleeping with the New World Order.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What is it good for? Nothing. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Destruction of innocent lives. War means tears and thousands of mothers' eyes. When the sons go off the pike and lose their lives.
You know, my point is, if it's a war to defend our country, I'm all for it. But these wars are for big mega corporations that are openly establishing world government. And our basic liberties are being overthrown in this country. Now, I want to go to some of these calls for Patrick Henningsen, reporter, who's here with us in studio. Sean Stone at 8 after next hour will be joining us to talk about a host of news issues, including what he's witnessed recently in Iran. But I wanted to talk to Patrick Henningsen about something that just happened when he was flying back out here from seeing family in Phoenix. He ran into Jeff Lewis, and if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll put this article up on screen for folks. Jeff is a motivational speaker, and he's missing both his legs and both of his arms. And you can just, again, Google Jeff Lewis, quadruple amputee, has a inspiring story, and we can put that article, again, up on screen for folks so people can see him. But Patrick Henningsen was able to meet him and interview him, and we have a video clip that we're also going to be playing that he did with him there at the airport. But Patrick, we've seen the incredible abuses of the TSA. We've seen them taking babies off airplanes even after they're on and searching them, searching people at the gate. We have seen the TSA taking old ladies behind closed doors and strip searching them and then lying about it. We've seen the TSA abusing women and raping women in parking lots and involved in robbing people and groping and not changing their gloves and body scanning people and saving the images and being caught lying and groping people's genitals. But I've seen them with old folks in wheelchairs. We've heard about 95-year-old woman with cancer going to Michigan, can't walk. They make passengers get her up after yelling at her. I mean, we've seen all this, and I've seen them with people with oxygen tanks who look like they're about to die, screaming at them, saying, "What's this?" I mean, it's the worst customer service I've ever seen in my life, and they want to break our will. Tell folks the story, blow by blow, of what you witnessed with Jeff Lewis. What you saw, and again, we're going to pull up this article in color and put his photo up for everybody on screen before we go to this video report that you did with him.
Well, I got into Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. I was on my way to Austin on Southwest Airlines, and so I'm going through TSA security. I haven't been through TSA security in a couple of years, so I was kind of like, see what's going on. Anyway, I get into the line, and I put my stuff in the little trays. Pushed the stuff through, took all my my little toothpaste out and put it in the little Ziploc plastic bags, my toothbrush, made sure I didn't have any dangerous, bomb-making material in my bag. And then they asked me to go through the naked body scanner, okay? I have yet to go through one of these. I've refused a couple of times. So I asked, can I have a full pat-down, please? And he said, fine. He said, can you step over here, sir? I have my shoes off. I'm waiting on this carpet and waiting for... And
it's all meant to make you feel insecure. Your shoes are off.
Yep.
Your stuff's been taken away. They're there.
And so they put me off to the side, and then another gentleman comes and takes me to the back area, and they have all my stuff in all the trays. They put it down on a table, and they say, can you wait here, sir? And while I'm waiting there with my shoes off, I see a guy, and he's an amputee. And I realize this isn't just someone who's lost an arm. This is someone who's lost both arms and both legs. He's sitting down there, and he looks at me, and he says to me, he's like, oh, what have you done? And I said, well, I refused to go through the body scanner, and I've asked for a full pat-down. And he said, yeah, they're giving me the third degree, too. And honestly, Alex, I thought he was joking. It was a situation surreal. I couldn't believe that he's telling me that he's going to get the third degree from TSA.
And you've been in England the last few years. You haven't witnessed this.
Yeah.
The escalation.
Mm. And it's escalated over there as well for in European flights. But that's another story. But so I'm sitting here, and sure enough, as I was talking to him, the TSA guy comes over with this explosive swab. And he starts swabbing his legs. He starts doing some kind of a sensor test on his arms. I have no idea what he was doing. And he says, yeah, this happens to me every time I come through Phoenix. And Jeff Lewis, amazing guy. Straight away when you talk to this guy, he's got a great sense of humor. A lot of people would be upset about what's going on. This guy's exceptional because he's got a good sense of humor about what's happening to him.
He's missing both legs, both arms. He's a motivational speaker. He's healthy. He exercises. Tell us more about this, guys, because we've got a short video clip where you interviewed him there at the airport, because the key you were telling me is they know him.
Yeah, they know who he is on a first-name basis. And so the TSA agents who have to do the inspection on his arms and legs say, sorry, it's not my fault, it's my superiors, I'm just following orders. This is the one quote you have. The other one is, sorry, it's the law. Now, I challenged a security agent at Heathrow Airport in London. They took three books off me. I lost three books on my way here, plus a USB stick.
So the books are evil.
I don't know.
Now TSA is taking USBs and laptops and downloading their contents.
I don't know. I didn't get my stuff back, and I didn't realize it until I got on the plane it was missing, okay, because they stripped everything out of my bag.
Well, books are evil. That's a sign of being a terrorist.
And so the woman says to me, I'm sorry. She was apologetic. I'm sorry. It's the law. It's like this everywhere. And I said to her, hold on. It's not like this everywhere. I was working and living in Saudi Arabia, Okay? They have a genuine terrorist problem in Saudi Arabia, a real problem, that they're running a dictatorship there. So they have real terrorists there who want to overthrow the government. You can smoke a cigarette walking through the airport. You walk through a metal detector, and that's it.
That's because they're actually profiling, going after real folks. This is about teaching us that we're all guilty until proven slaves. It's not even guilty until proven innocent. We're guilty, we're suspects, we're bad, but they, the government, are good. But tell us more about this guy.
You know, Jeff Lewis, the first thing I said to him is, I was a bit naive. I said, "Are you a veteran?" And he said, "No, I hate animals." So straight away, you knew this guy had a pretty good sense of humor.
Not a veterinarian. Yeah.
Not a veterinarian, but a brilliant guy. And he's a retired math teacher. And he lost his arms and legs and was back to work in 9 weeks. Okay, so this is
how did he lose them?
I think he had a serious a medical infection that was running really.
Yeah, that happens a lot, and then they have to cut everything off
really rapidly. In fact, this 7'7" basketball player, tallest player in the country, Kenny George, lost part of his foot from MSR. MSR.
MRSA, yeah, the flesh-eating bacteria that is exploding, they admit, because thousands a day walk to the airports where the bacteria are mixing and it's getting on people's feet. He might have gotten it walking through an airport. Listen, they're wearing gloves to protect themselves from you, but they wear them for an entire shift, 3 hours. Hundreds of people, they go in your pants, and then, oh, but you don't matter, see? And they have you walk through that. See, this is the crimes they commit, the radiation, all of it.
He told me that he got stopped because he had they tested his feet for, they found explosive on his shoes. This is before his accident, And there was ammonium nitrate on his shoes.
Okay. Oh, before he got the flesh eating.
Yeah.
He probably got it at the airport.
Who knows? But because he walked on grass that had fertilizer on it, it set off the explosive detector on the device at the airport. So,
well, again, even with real rare terrorism, you got a 1 out of 3 million plus chance of being killed by it. And most of, as we know, Patrick, is staged. Now, I'm going to play this video clip here, but the point is that this is what the zero tolerance is about. Oh, you've got a Luden's cough drop. You're in the fourth grade. It's not even over the counter. It has a little bit of menthol in it. It's not a drug. It's a candy. You're arrested. You have your mother puts a butter knife, a plastic one, in your lunchbox. You go on a field trip. You're arrested. You draw an image of your father who's in the Marines for art class. He has a gun. You're arrested. It's thought crime, and it's not even a crime, but they still arrest you. And it's the same thing with TSA. We've got to break the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, outside their jurisdiction. We've got to grab your genitals. We've got to do this. Well, no, they don't. It's the idea that there's prior constraint, that we're all guilty, that they've got to protect us from everything. And I said, watch, it'll be the highways, it'll be the shopping malls. Now it is. That was always their plan. They said it was to expand in mission creep, mission sprint, into every facet of the world. Tell us about this video clip we're about to go to where you interviewed him.
So anyway, went through security, and I got chatting to him. And he's a very likable guy. He's the type of guy that you want to sit down and have a chat with because he's just funny and he's got a good perspective on life. So he allowed me to interview him for 10 minutes or something like that as we're waiting for a flight to El Paso. And he's a very personable guy. And it's unbelievable. It's the sort of thing that I've heard about on your show about grannies in wheelchairs getting tossed out of wheelchairs. And until you see it, and you listen, when you start seeing this stuff, as you hear it on the radio and on your show, Alex, and then you go, my first trip into the States, my first time through TSA, and I get this, you see this situation. Now, you know.
Now, you're a journalist who flies all over the world, and Philippines, you name it, Saudi Arabia, where they have real terrorism. You're not seeing that over there.
No, absolutely not.
Paul Watson, his wife's Chinese. He goes to China a few times a year. I mean, and he says it's like heaven. You just walk right through, great service, everything's wonderful. And this is a place where if you're a political dissident, they kill you and cut your organs out.
I got shouted at Heathrow for having a deodorant. It was almost finished. Stupid of me. I left it in my rucksack.
Well, they pick those things to make you feel like a criminal.
Yeah. She's like, how dare you? Look at the size of your deodorant. That's the wrong size. They're just shouting at me. And I'm just like, hey, put it in the rubbish tip if you want.
But they tell them to do that. I was in Billings, and the woman had one of those 2 ounces out of the hotel that I knew from the list was okay. She's screaming at a family, and I had to say something. Hey, you know that's a proper size. You just want to yell at somebody. And they didn't know what to do. They flipped out. And I said, yeah, I'm not scared of you. That kind of ruins the fun, doesn't it? because I'm committed and I will expose you scum. They're meant to convert America into a police state. The one time I almost physically got angry was in San Francisco. And I've told the story many times. I'll tell it briefly. They were doing checkpoints up at the gate after you'd already gone through. And there was a group of Pearl Harbor survivors flying out of San Francisco. I was flying back to Austin. It was the same gate area. They were going to Hawaii. This is like 6-7 years ago, so they're probably all dead now. And they were there with their younger wives who, you know, were old ladies themselves. And these guys were in walkers. They had oxygen tanks. The guy they were harassing had his eyelids peeling down. You know, like he was on death's doorstep. He was fighting to go meet his buddies one more time. He had USS Arizona. And that's the one that sunk on his hat. And there were folks that couldn't speak English in blue outfits. It was called Wolverine Security, gibbering and jabbering and poking him. And the guy couldn't even hear. He had hearing aids, crust all over his face. I mean, he looked like he was about to die. I'm not making fun of an old man. That's what I'm just saying, describing him. And the guy was looking up at him, and they made him get away from his walker, and he's shaking his wife like, I need to help him. And they're like, about his tank, and the woman's going, well, we brought it in. He's got to have it. They said, and I mean, and I'm just like, I got this sick feeling and literally went stumbling over to my chair. That happens when I can't physically defend somebody, and I make myself, like, destroy my manhood. I actually become ill. And I went crawling off. And hearing the gibbering in the background. I mean, this is what America is.
If someone asked me to do that job and someone said, can you go over there and test that quadruple amputee for explosives in his limbs? And I find out he's a retired math teacher. He's this guy, he's all American.
And they know him. They harass him every time.
Yeah, he's no one more all American than Jeff Lewis, right? So if someone asked me to do that, and I would not be the guy that says, I'm afraid to lose my job. I'm going to reject my superior's orders. I am not going to lower my integrity and the integrity of that man. So until people can stand...
It's like Rosa Parks. This is the new civil issue. It's not about race. It's about the government harassing us. But that's what it is. It's a revolution to find idiots that will follow these orders.
How can you look at yourself in the mirror knowing that those are the sort of orders that you're executing for your boss for $18 an hour or whatever they're paying them? No job is that important to somebody. I'd rather flip burgers at the taco stand or whatever than for $5 an hour and have my integrity intact than to go and harass people who are handicapped.
Well, I've seen them, especially in Houston. My grandmother went to a wedding, and I'd seen this with other old people there that were in wheelchairs and stuff, but she got polio, like 60%+ of her muscles destroyed. She's on crutches because she wouldn't be alive if she didn't make herself go on crutches. She, I mean, you know, she's in pain all the time. Worked for 30, 40 years, you know, in a print shop, you know. And she went with my parents to a family wedding of my cousin in Mexico. Because they wanted to have it down there at a resort. And coming through Houston, my parents said they screamed at her, they yelled at her, they told her, hurry up. Imagine an old white-haired lady on crutches and the scum that this government hires. Because I flew back from England a while back in Houston, and I watched. It was like I was in a movie being inducted into a supermax prison. They were screaming at people with spit flying. Hurry up, I said, get it going. And one of them was doing that. And I just looked at them, and they went, I mean, this country is a joke. It is a flaming joke. People say, how dare you hate America? This isn't America. What this has turned into is a joke. And my parents said it was incredible what they did to my grandmother. Just screaming at her in Houston. I tell you, this country is just, and it's going to get worse. It's a scientific humiliation of this country. We're going to skip this break because I got to go to this piece and then some calls. Go ahead.
I talked to my mother about this. I always talk to my family to get their take on things like security on airports, for instance. And my mother said that, you know, that she has run into, at least on one occasion, someone who's really, really rude. But she, you know, you can't really sit there. Not everyone wants to put them in their place, because if you have to catch a flight in 30 minutes.
Well, you're also scared of them.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to miss your flight.
A lot of them are on crazed power trips.
So they have the upper hand, and it does lend itself to control freakery and sort of mindset of people who like to be in charge and like say, stay in line. Can you move in line, please? Can you stop, please? Can you go, please?
Well, I hope dying of cancer for all of them is a condolence, because 7 times increase in cancer where they've had the scanners in for 8 years at Boston. I hope they enjoy I hope they enjoy getting chopped up by the loving government hospitals because you're all dead.
Well, the TSA agent at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix assured me that their scanner only penetrates the surface and only the clothing.
No, they've lied to them. I know. They say John Hopkins says it's safe. The head of John Hopkins says that's a lie.
Yeah.
We didn't say that. Our report says cancer. No, they're idiots.
Yeah.
They're people that believe the government says there's no radiation from this honey cake. Now, stick your hands down that child's pants. And they're like, okay.
So everybody needs to say, no, I'm not going to walk through that scanner. You have a right. There's not the law to...
And by the way, they're doing gropes after the scanners now.
Yeah.
Listen, let's go to this piece. Again, this is Jeff Lewis, quadruple. I said triple. He's missing all four limbs. And here he is being interviewed by our own Patrick Henningsen for InfoWars.com. Here is that report.
Jeff Lewis, quadruple amputee. You got me coming and going. When I get to the airport, I travel enough that most everybody here knows me on almost a first-name basis. But I still have to go through the entire routine, head-to-toe body check, fondling, swabbing, and be apologizing, and make sure I get there at least 25 minutes earlier so they have time to do all that. And sometimes it's not thorough enough. Call me back to do some more x-raying on top of that, even though they know exactly who I am, and they have so much experience with me. It's hard to put this the right way, but until they find a non-terrorist person, and I don't know how to put it.
A domestic terrorist?
Yeah. Until they find one, it's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Why check all the grandmothers so thoroughly? I just don't understand that. Not that put us through a machine and see if we got a bomb on us. I can understand that. If it doesn't, the bell doesn't ring. Why be so invasive? And I'll be honest, the people that check me over are very, most of them, 99% are very, very apologetic. They know that they don't have to check me, but if they don't do it, someone else
will. Hit pause right there.
I understand that.
Hit pause. It's worse that they know he flies all the time as a motivational speaker. It's worse that it's arbitrary and we know you're not a suspect and there's no pretense that you're bad, but we're going to do this to you. It's the idea that there's no due process anymore. And talking about Anglo-Saxon Protestant, whatever, if you go back to Magna Carta and basic common law that comes out of that, that's why you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's an endless, I'm going to come in your house without a warrant because I feel like it. By the way, that's starting. That's what this is about, is overthrowing due process. And it's all of your basic rights. Police, military are all being taught to hate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's a protection for you. You notice as it's being thrown out the window, all the other liberties are going and the prosperity's going. Let's go back to more of this interview with him there in the airport. Quadruple amputee flying out of Arizona, grabbed and I guess they make him take parts off and... Yeah. Scan for explosives every time. Here it is.
And I'm not going to be the protester that stages a sit-in because I want to get from point A to point B, so I'll go through it. But there's no common sense in any of it. None.
It's a systematic problem, I think.
I'm doing this because I was told that sign the papers.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. Blame the guy higher up.
Yeah.
He's making me do this. Think of all the personal information you have to give when just in buying a ticket. We bought our ticket online. And you have to give a lot of personal information. Why can't they have a database check right then and there?
Yeah, profile.
Yeah. And then when you come to the airport, they know exactly who they need to check out and who they don't.
Yeah.
My entire history, I think the most violent thing I did was pop a kid in the snoot in the fourth grade because he was paying too much attention to my girlfriend. They haven't caught anybody. They have not told anybody through the screening process.
In all these years.
Not one. Concentrate on the people that are going to be doing something horrible.
Mm-hmm. Be more efficient.
Yeah. A background check before you ever come to the airport can be done very easily.
Mm-hmm.
You can program the computer and say, hey, this
is, we're going to get that posted up at InfoWars.com. But see, he's still saying, wow, this doesn't work. It's not stopping terrorists. Man, this is silly. It's stupid. No, it's not. It's a power grab. power grab. That's what all this is about, is taking over society. I want to take a few calls, but any other comments on this?
Yeah, the power grab is a voluntary power grab. The big art of deception here, the mental trick, if you like, the sleight of hand, is to get people to parrot the saying that it's the law, it's the law. This is what the security guards, as they apologize to me.
No, it's against the law to grab somebody's genitals without a warrant.
It is not the law. It's what's called security protocol. And what now the real law, due process, what you were talking about before, which is innocent until proven guilty. This has been usurped by protocol. Security protocol.
Regulations. Yeah. Policy. In fact, when I had a guy trying to grope my genitals flying back from Las Vegas when I was doing a video shoot investigation, he said, I have administrative rights to search you. He has a right to grab my genitals.
Administrative rights. There's a contradiction in terms of I've ever heard one. But that's a,
and notice they beta tested it in a control area like an airport. Now it's spanning out. Oh, it's a privilege to own a gun. It's a privilege to drive down the road.
And I'll tell you something else, Alex, and let me just leave you with this. I went through security at Heathrow. They ripped everything apart. I'm talking to a guy that recognized me from RT in the queue on the airplane. And we started talking about this stuff. He's all, I love what you're doing. Love what Alex is doing. Love what RT is doing. This guy collects guns, right? I won't say his name on air. He collects vintage cars and vintage guns. He's English. He goes to America, gets a Tommy gun from the Al Capone era with a circular magazine, his old machine guns, puts two of them in his bag, Alex, checks it on to British Airways, and picks it up when he gets back to London. Those are two machine guns through security, checked onto a regular plane, not found. They can't even get people that are openly...
No, it's all fake. And then when a video comes out showing the scanners don't find bombs, they try to block the video and call reporters and say, don't interview this engineer. It's all a federal power grab to grope you and your family to train you your slaves.
And in the process, they've dumbed down all these security workers to such a low level of confidence.
Well, they're in there rotisserieing in the radiation.
They've dumbed them right down. So you have a... You know, they don't know they're whatever from their elbow. They don't know what they're looking for. They don't know who they're looking for.
They're looking for their crotch.
This is like, you know, when you see those old movies, the old spy movies with the Soviet Union, they used to have people impersonating German officers, for instance. And because the police state in Germany and the Soviet Union, Stalin era, was so massive, you could throw a uniform on, put a badge on, and say you're from the Department of Agricultural Safety, and they wouldn't know the difference.
That's already happening here.
They wouldn't know the difference between that or a real department. So the state has grown to such a fantastic cancerous degree in America that you could pretty soon it's going to be such a running joke. You could say you can impersonate a federal officer. You just walk in.
Well, what's happening is all these agencies are now getting weapons and are power grabbing, and everybody's bowing down. I was reading where the NOAA weather system is now expanded to all our coastlines, and in areas that are legal and lawful to surf, they're just arresting people saying it harasses whales. You know, and then when there's a local lifeguard there that has a jet ski for emergencies under the city rules to save people, the feds arrest them with felonies. And it's just, and fishermen. I used to go fishing on the Texas coast. Even bay fishing, they're scared to death, and there's feds and locals harassing you, and they pull you over with little kids and scream at you and board the boat and yell at you, and now they stop their boats when they see Homeland Security or Coast Guard or anybody else and shake in fear, and they say, if you don't stop your boat, even if they're 500 yards away, they see it as disrespect and board you. And I watch the feds and others drive by. They used to be like this. Their eyes are all crazed. I mean, look, you get a uniform, your boss, your God, Soviet Union. I mean, you know, Nazi Germany. It's here. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. What's it going to be ruled by? What is land of the coward, home of the slaves going to be ruled by, Patrick?
It's going to be ruled by a ninnying guy with a badge or a woman with a badge that's the only job going out.
Who wants to put their hands on your crotch? They enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.